You're tuned to 88.9 FM and HD1. We are online at WQCS.org. Last year, the Florida legislature set out to restructure the Florida Supreme Court. That effort failed, but lawmakers did get a proposal for big changes onto this year's ballot. These changes make up Amendment 5. Ashley Lopez tells us this effort could politicize and change the face of Florida's highest court.
If Amendment 5 passes, members of the state Senate will have to confirm any Florida Supreme Court justice the governor appoints from now on. Currently, the governor can appoint a justice without review by any governing body. Ron Meyer has been an attorney for more than 40 years. He practices constitutional and election law in Tallahassee and has argued many cases in the Florida Supreme Court. Meyer and Democratic activists say the amendment is part of a larger effort to remove liberals from the high court. He says Amendment 5 will make the court less impartial because politicians will now have more of a say about who can become a justice.
I think it's going to change a lot of things. I think it's going to drive people who have constitutional issues into the federal court system whenever possible, simply because if we don't maintain the impartial judiciary that we now have, I think we're in for some very difficult times as a society.
But some feel changes to the way Florida picks its Supreme Court justices are long overdue.
At present, the process for obtaining Florida Supreme Court justices is kind of in the shadows.
That's Bob Sanchez. For many years, he wrote award-winning editorials for the Miami Herald about state government and politics. Now Sanchez is a policy director for the James Madison Institute in Tallahassee, a right-leaning think tank that has endorsed Amendment 5. He says Florida's nominating system has to change.
A judicial nominating commission, principally appointed by the governor, comes up with a slate of nominees, and the governor picks one. And that's it, and there is no review by our elected representatives. So if at some point in the future you had a rogue governor, you could be stuck for years with justices who don't meet the quality standards you'd like to see.
In 2006, Ron Meyer won a famous case in the Florida Supreme Court that threw out an attempt by the legislature to expand the use of school vouchers, an issue championed by conservatives. Meyer says the only thing standing in the way of the legislature and the governor's political agenda right now is the court.
Well, certainly if you compromise the impartiality of the court system, then what you're going to see is the legislature's continued ability to enact unconstitutional laws, which are not going to be struck as unconstitutional any longer. Judges are going to be affected by legislative control. It's just a very serious, serious problem.
He says his job, which is to fight laws he thinks are unconstitutional, is going to be much harder if Amendment 5 passes. But Sanchez disagrees. He says governors in Florida are currently in charge of picking judges, and they can be just as political as the legislature.
Charlie Crist had an unprecedented opportunity to appoint four justices to the Florida Supreme Court. The first two he appointed were very conservative, and the next two he appointed were liberals, as he was trying to position himself to run for the U.S. Senate. So governors can be very political, too.
Sanchez says it's wrong that Amendment 5 is being portrayed as a power grab by the legislature. Still, the Florida Republican Party has come out in support of a campaign to remove three of the most liberal members of the court. I'm Ashley Lopez in Miami.